Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries Radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for all the wonderful things that He's doing, all the wonderful things He's up to. And I'm here to tell you God loves you and God has a strong plan for your life. And if you let Him, He will help you do greater things than you've ever imagined. And I love it. I love the work of God. I love doing His will. I love His people. And I love the move of the Holy Spirit. And I want to share an announcement with you. All these radio broadcasts, you can after you hear them on the radio and before, there is a website, newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Don't forget it, newlivingletters.com. All the radio broadcasts are on the website, and they are longer on the website. They're 15 minutes on the radio and around 30 minutes on the website. There's an old website called livingletterministries.com, and it's got many previous broadcasts on there as well. And I just want to let you know, remember, newlivingletters.com. And I thank the Lord for what He's doing. All the broadcasts you hear on the radio are on there. And many other greater things that you may be very interested in. And let your friends know. NewLivingLetters.com. Our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has great things in store for those who love Him and who take Him at His word. I thank the Lord for that. God is good. And His faithfulness is towards us. And it always was. The Lord our God is foundational. He is foundational. His love is it never changes. It's relentless. He loves us and He means it. Now, the Lord put on my heart to go back to Genesis chapter 12. This is an era of time after the flood. And the Lord looked at it and desired to redeem man. You know, He talked about the seed of woman in Genesis chapter 3. From the time that Adam first sinned, redemption was on the mind of the Lord. And with that in mind, the reason the Lord can redeem a man that openly disobeyed Him is because we have never seen God's face. We are made in the image of God. Now, the Lord is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. In the beginning of His way. Now remember, He always was. But in the beginning of His way, He chose wisdom. He chose love. He chose purity, holiness. These are the three things He builds everything with. Everything comes out of holiness, wisdom, and love. But you have to choose the way of life, just like God did. The life of God has to be chosen by man. So when it comes to redemption, we're still put in the same situation that Adam was in the garden. There was a tree of life and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Adam chose of his own free will to eat off the wrong tree, to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life represents faith and trust in God, taking God at His word. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that represents deception, lies of the enemy. They look good, they seem good, but they're still lies. It's the opposite of what God says. So, with all those thoughts in mind, we're going to continue with the redemptive plan of God. Now, in verse 12, chapter 1, it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, Abraham was the He's the ancestor of Jesus Christ. And we're going to, and you know, if we follow the story all the way out, Jesus Christ becomes his heir. He's the seed of woman that Satan was so desperately afraid of. Now, let's examine chapter 12. Now, the Lord said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house. He left everything that was dead, sick, and dying. And the reason that is, it's the persuasion of the land. Remember, he's calling Abraham away from people after they had, this is after the Tower of Babel. In the land of Shinar, people, instead of, they knew who God was. They knew him. They knew that God was God. They knew that God made Adam. They knew the whole story, and man got in rebellion. They knew this. They didn't have another many religions till they got to the land of Shinar. And that was a man named Nimrod. And he was a great hunter before the Lord. And he basically had a one world government. And Satan was the captain of it. The people started, that's where false religions began, in the land of Shinar, which is modernly known as Iraq. It's Babylon. The modern name is Iraq. This is where all idolatry formed. This is where the alternative religions and persuasions came from. So the first thing the Lord did, he said, get yourself out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. All right. So the Lord showed Abraham something. And the land was very important as well. And he left just like God told him. And he did it systematically. He didn't go and went right then. He waited till his father died, then he left. And we'll find that out in other scriptures. All right. Verse 2 says, and I will make of thee a great nation. It's like the Lord started from scratch. He can't build on a sinful foundation. You can't worship the sun and the moon and the stars and God build a foundation on that junk. Everything the Lord does, he does it with foundation. It's the purity of life. It's what when we believe on Jesus Christ, this is what we're doing. We're taking God at his word. This is what the Lord set up. Jesus Christ is not just another religion. God took us right back to the foundations of life. And the reason we can believe on his finished works and be saved is because he died for us. And that's true. He shed his own blood. He was sinless. The Holy Spirit enabled Mary to have Jesus, not man. He was a legal man because he was born through the womb of a woman. But what Satan didn't realize was that sin is not transferred by the male. Sin is transferred by the female, because in the beginning at the tree, she was deceived when man was not deceived. God told Adam not to eat off the tree. He told Eve. But she thought she was doing good. She listened to the serpent and was deceived. So her egg was fertilized by the Holy Spirit, not Joseph, the supposed father of Jesus. That's why his blood is sinless. Now, I didn't see this happen. But when they said the Lord left heaven, became a man, and died in my place, that sounded very strange. But the reason I believed it personally, because it's in line with the character of God. He loves us. He made us well. And he didn't leave us stranded in the earth. He could have just wiped humanity out and been done with the whole deal. But he didn't do that. And the condition that we're in, he loves us and he cares about us. He wants to see us blessed. And I believe that fact. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and died for me, both personally and collectively. And because I didn't see it, and I just believe it because I'm taking God at his word, by my faith, he counted me righteous. And see, the legal cleansing is the blood of Jesus Christ. He died in my place. I believe it. That applies that blood to my life. And then the Lord did a miracle. He made my spirit man brand new. Now, I know for a fact the way I thought when I was a sinner was totally different. And I know that some Christians are confused. They say that we're sinners saved by grace. A more appropriate way to put that is we were sinners and we're saved by grace. And we're supposed to walk in the newness of life. But if we fail in sin, the Lord he is so gracious to forgive us. There was a change made. If we were sinners made saved by grace, then that's saying that there was no change made. A change was made. Because on the inside of me, I had a desire to do the right thing, and I had the power to do the right thing. Now my next fight was to renew my mind and the habits of my body. I tell people all the time, an alcoholic can get saved, but he has the same stomach. He'll have the same cravings unless he work on that problem or the Lord do a miracle. At salvation, unless the Lord do a sovereign miracle, your body don't change and your mind don't either. But your heart does. And I found everything the words say to be true. I had peace for the first time. I never felt peace like that before I was saved. That was a witness to me that I'm on the right track. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit has taught me things through dreams, through visions, through communication, even as he worked through the anointing of other people and the words of other people. A man that never got saved, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. He doesn't remember when the Lord told him something because it probably never happened. But I do know that the Lord told me some things before I was a Christian. When I was around middle school age, right before high school, I was standing in the front yard. And I started understanding sin. And once I did, the Lord spoke to me and said, "You're on your own now." And I heard this. And I told another guy about it, and the same thing happened to him. And I knew I needed to get saved, and I knew I wasn't saved. But I had been warned very well by my cousin by that time. And the Lord was letting me know, "You're on your own now. Just because you're a child, you understand that you need to get saved. You're on your own now." Because I didn't get saved till I was 19. I lived several years before without getting saved. And I'm glad I didn't die and go to hell. I thank God for his grace and mercy and my praying parents. So if you're a parent, pray for your children. Don't just think that they going to live because they should. Traditionally, children bury their parents. But these days, it can be the opposite. It can be it can be the opposite. You don't want your children to have to bury you. You don't want to have to bury your child. God loves us, and his love don't change. But we got to trust him here. He said to Abraham, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." He's setting him up to be a blessing, and he's going to use this man and his offspring to be a blessing to the whole world. He said in verse 3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." This is why I always pray for Israel. Israel is the seed of Abraham. They came through Abraham. But something happened. They got into idolatry and the Lord blinded them. Only a remnant of the Jews and Israelites get saved. And Jesus came through the lineage of Judah. And that's important. He came just like the word of God prophesied he would. He did everything the prophets prophesied that he would, except to come back. And that's going to happen too. He washed away our sins. We got to believe it. God is foundational. You believe on Jesus Christ, a healing process starts in you. The healing process of life. You believed on Jesus. You operated in the God kind of faith in order to believe on him. And the Holy Spirit helped you to do this. You did it by your faith. If you're going to heaven, you believed on Jesus Christ by your faith. You took God at his word and he accounted you righteous, gave you a brand new spirit, washed away all your sins in his blood. Now, so don't go back to the world and get in trouble again. There's a doctrine out there saying that if you go back and sin again, you're still all right with God because you once got saved. If you got saved, walk in the light of God's word. He didn't save you so you can go back and eat off the same tree and die all over again. He didn't save you so you can walk right back in the world, be deceived, and die all over again. He saved you so you could walk in newness of life. He saved you because he loved you. And you responded because that's what you wanted to do. It's of your own free will. The Lord doesn't want any robots. He wants people to love. If you love the way of God, walk in his way. God wants to be chosen by you. If you're serious about living forever, he wants you to live forever. He wants everybody to live forever. But it's up to your will. And the Lord wants to be chosen. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. This website is there to be a blessing for all those who want to know the Lord. And I thank the Lord for it. Verse 4 says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. The Lord is truly mightily moving by his spirit. He wants to do great things in his people, and he wants his people to know who he is and what he's capable of. And he's foundational. Now, the reason I say he's foundational is because many times people don't realize how foundational he is. He helps us go forward and not backwards. He takes us forward only and not backwards. He takes us at, we need to take him at his word. Only then can we know him. Whatever the case may be, no matter what the challenge is, take the Lord at his word. Take him serious. And that way, you get a living chance to see the mighty power of God. Sometimes people try to do without the power of God. They still want to be in control. But you can't do it that way. Your life is hid in Christ. If you trust him with your life, he's going to take it and do something better with it than you could in your own wisdom. And you're going to learn the wisdom of God as you take him at his word, as you hear him, because he loves you. If you can believe in the life of God to get saved, you can believe in his love that he dedicated himself to you so you could be saved, and you obey the scriptures, you make scriptural decisions, then you're going to learn a lot more than you could on your own. You're going to see more. The whole dynamic of your life changes as you live the counsel of God's word. And as you take it by his word, live the wisdom of the Proverbs, the relationship of Psalms, and the guidance of the New Testament scriptures, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, everything that you learn from the Lord, you apply it. The Holy Spirit's going to help you sort it out. Don't stop applying the Word of God when things don't go the way you expect, or when things happen that you didn't know to expect. But continue to be true to the call. Be true to what God is saying. Be true to the life of God, because God is getting somewhere. Things are going to be made plain as you continue, because the Word of God works. Now, looking back at what happened, Abraham's father was among those. They had just gotten over the flood of Noah a few generations before. In the land of Shinar, people knew that God is God. They knew that there was a flood. They tried to build a tower because of the flood. They didn't trust the fact that God said he wasn't going to do it again. They thought God was a liar. He gave Noah the rainbow sign to let him know that there would be no more floods. But they tried to build a tower and make a name for themselves anyway. Sometimes people just don't get it. And the Lord had to send Abraham away from his nation, his kindred, and his father's house, and start all over. And because Abraham was able to trust him by faith, God counted it to him for righteousness. Just like when we believe on Jesus Christ, God accounts us righteous. We were made righteous. We were not right. We're not righteous because we try not to do wrong. God made us righteous because we believed on Jesus Christ, that his blood washed away our sin. We were made righteous. Our righteousness is of God, and it's legal. And check this out, it's true. Now, you would think that with everything that happened, man would just love God and take him at his word and stop sinning. Didn't work that way. They were still trying to do other things, believe other things. They believed stories, myths, and legends over truth. So God told Abraham to leave all that alone. Now, we're living in the day when Jesus is about to return. We know, we've heard about how he came, he died. Nations were blessed, and this nation was built because of biblical principles. And it's one of the most magnificent nations ever that's ever been on the face of the earth, because we built it off biblical principles. The Catholic Church went rogue. The Protestants came here for religious freedom. They didn't want an alteration of truth that the Catholics used to preach. And their kings and their tyranny. But they wanted true religion. They wanted a true light of God. And they fought for it. And the truth of God's word has been under attack from the beginning. No matter what the Lord did, there's still a great many people that are just hard-headed. And then there's a few people that will believe and be saved. Jesus said, broad is the way to destruction. Narrow is the way to life. Narrow is the way to life. And I thank God for it, for how people still love his truth and take him at his word. But you would think that man would just say, hey, God is right. Let's look into what he's saying. It doesn't work that way. People get saved and they still do wrong. Jesus said, many will come to me in my name, saying, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. But we did miracles in your name. We preached your word. We cast out demons. And he's going to say, I never knew you. Because people, they do things the way that they want to do it. And you have to take God at his word. Faith is the only way to destroy the result of deception. The only way to kill deception and live a real life is by your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to be righteous. Even though Jesus died for you, it's impossible if you don't believe and take him at his word. So we need to do what Abraham did. Leave all the evil traditions of men, the persuasions that are wrong, and do and fall in love with the living works of God, taking him at his word. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in the lives of those who trust him. They're going to see what the old preacher's talking about. Until next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.